Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of Job, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Week 2. Job's experience of God's consuming and stripping in the Old Testament being far behind that of Paul in the New Testament. Wednesday related verses. Isaiah chapter 57, verse 15. For thus says the High and Exalted One, who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place, and with the contrite and lowly of spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. Romans chapter 1, verse 9. For God is my witness, whom I serve in my spirit in the gospel of his Son. How unceasingly I make mention of you always in my prayers. Revelation chapter 1, verse 10. I was in spirit on the Lord's day, and heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 17. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are sons of God. Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. If we live by the Spirit, let us also walk by the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6 and 29. I beseech you, therefore, I, the prisoner in the Lord, to walk worthily of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, bearing one another in love, being diligent to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the uniting bond of peace, one body and one Spirit, even as also you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. Verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but only that which is good for building up, according to the need, that it may give grace to those who hear. Suggested reading. Job was suffering, and his three friends came to comfort him. Elihu was also there to help the situation. However, these godly people did not pray for Job, nor did they fellowship with one another by exercising their spirit, that all of them might receive a certain amount of spiritual supply. That would have helped them find out the real purpose of God's dealing with Job. They talked about God, and they also referred to their spirit, but in all their debates, there is no hint that they were exercising their spirit. Rather, they were exercising their mind, searching for words from the heavens, from the air, from the birds in the air, from the beasts on the field, and from the fish in the sea to compose their poetry. If we would have vital groups today, we need to be warned by these talks. The group we see in the book of Job affords us a negative example, an example of the kind of group meeting we should not have in the church life today. When we come together in the vital groups, the first thing we must do is to pray. The vital groups are groups of vital prayer. In the vital groups, learn not to pray old prayers with old terms, prayers according to your tradition. Learn always to pray new and fresh prayers. Try to exercise your spirit, because the very God, our present God, our God today, is right in our spirit with all his bountiful supply. Thus, when you come to the vital groups, you should remain in your spirit and exercise your spirit. In your spirit, you will pick up some new terms and new expressions. You can do this because you have the triune God as the consummated spirit in your spirit. The groups are vital in these two spirits. Acts through Revelation cover the matter of the divine spirit who is now in our spirit to become one spirit. God moves in man, and man moves in God in these two spirits. Therefore, when you come to the vital groups, you should turn to the Spirit, remain in the Spirit, and exercise the Spirit. Do not come to the vital groups to talk naturally, yet quite intimately. That kills the groups. Instead, exercise your spirit to praise God, or to sing a stanza or a few lines of a hymn. This kind of praising and singing stirs up the spirits of those in the vital group. Then everyone will follow to pray. After prayer, we should fellowship in our spirit by exercising our spirit. Our speaking concerning a saint who is sick should not be in ordinary words, but in words from the all-inclusive, life-giving spirit. Try to bring the group into the two spirits. This will make a great difference and will help to lay the foundation for the vital group to move in the two spirits. Furthermore, when you visit others at your home, in their home, or in the meeting hall, exercise your spirit. Learn to touch the divine spirit in your spirit. This is the Christian life, and this should also be the Christian work. This is the move of God in man, and the move of man in God to fulfill God's economy, his plan concerning Christ with his body. We are here on earth for this, and for this we should live by the two spirits, follow the two spirits, and do everything according to the two spirits. The way to be such a person is very simple. The way is to be in our spirit. We all need to learn of John to be in our spirit, to see the vision, and to enjoy the Lord, to enjoy the body, and to enjoy the speaking of the Spirit to the churches.